Welcome to the Marketing Your Practice podcast, where we help natural health practitioners and wellness experts build profitable, predictable, and enjoyable practices. Each week, we share simple, effective, easily actionable, and proven heart-centered marketing strategies. And now your hosts, Dr. Angus Pike and Dr. Tony Rose.
Hello, everybody. Dr. Angus, Dr. Tony, I can probably take my earbuds out of.
It's all happening this morning, Dan. Yeah. All happening. Here we are. So I hope you've had a great week. We're ready to rock and roll, mate. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's been a busy morning, and we got a lot to talk through.
Sometimes you just got to take a deep breath.
That'll kind of help us, that's for sure. Mm. So we've got 7 minutes. And a half, 7 minutes and a half until our show kicks off. And as Tony mentioned beforehand, today is really all about, once I've made my video, what is it that you need to do? You've put together this great video. It's, you know, you've got your camera out, your phone, you've recorded good sound, you've done all those kind of great things. It's then, what do I do with it next? Because making great videos and having nobody see them is super frustrating. I did that for a while. So we're going to walk you through what you do with your videos today. There are 7 steps to it. There's a handout that goes along with this. I'll talk to you about how you can get the handout in a little while. But first of all, we're going to go through some Q&A. And one of the questions that comes up all the time, and we'll talk about it a little again, is cameras. So what do I need to make my patient attracting magnetic videos? Tony?
Kick-ass video. Well, all you need is your phone, dude. Phones nowadays really have got some amazing cameras in them. You know, they're filming in HD. There's just crisp and sharp. You know, really all you need is your smartphone. So if you've got a phone that is, an iPhone 6 and above, I think is a pretty good start. You know, we use the iPhone 10, which is a delight to use. It's a really good camera. Mm. And we can shoot some really sharp stuff, given the lighting is right. Because the cameras on these smartphones, although they're very good, the aperture is very small. So it's not letting a whole lot of light in while you're filming. So outside, they're brilliant. Really great when you've got lots of light coming in your subject, or if you've got a window in front of you that's casting natural light onto you, perfect. But in a dimly lit practice, maybe under fluoros or something like that, it can be a little bit lacking. So adding some lighting can just be the key.
Yeah. So a couple of tips with that: if you are using your mobile device, then can you shoot outside? And the challenge of shooting outside is that there's often noise and things that you need to kind of deal with, particularly wind noise. But if you are, where is there a big natural light? And we want our lights coming towards us. So we don't want the light behind us at all. We want our light coming towards us so that we've got good bright light coming into our face. So standing in front of a window is a great idea. Otherwise, getting some lights would be a really great investment. So again, we've all got a mobile device. Spending some money on buying some lights. And this doesn't mean that you need to get fancied lights on Amazon or anything like that. You could head to where we have Bunnings here, Walmart if you're over in the States, there too. Nice bright day lights, have those shining on you, and that'll really give you a much better quality shoot with your mobile device as well. The other thing that we often talk about in helping you get better better quality shots with your phone there too, is also the audio is another thing that's not great on them. Mm-hmm. So it's okay when the phone is nice and close here, but if I've got the phone out kind of quite a bit away from me and I'm trying to get great audio from there, the audio really goes down. So how do we go about improving the audio?
Well, one way is just to get a little, $60, $70, $80 or something. You can get a plug-in lav mic, which just allows you to pop it on your shirt here. Some of them you can get, but the cheap ones have a long cord, and you can get an extension cord on those as well. So you can get meters away from your phone. If you're doing a how-to video, demonstrating some stretches or a strengthening move or something where you need to be a fair way from your camera, it's a great way to do that to increase the audio. But as you say, if the phone is close and you're holding it, it might be fine.
Mm. And then the other things that you might want to think about is, what's my environment like? Can I turn off noisy fans, ticking clocks, heaters, air conditioners, those kind of things, turn the phone off, what can I do to make sure the environment is nice and quiet? That in itself will make an enormous difference as well. We really like the Rode products, which is R-H?
No, just R-O-D-E.
Got it. R-O-D-E. Jump on Amazon, have a look at microphones as well. So, you know, they plug into the little jacks at the bottom here. So with your iPhone X, you'll need an adapter. But otherwise, they just plug straight in there. And they make a remarkable difference to the quality of your audio when you're making videos as well.
I guess if you want to go to the next level, you can go a wireless microphone system, which obviously is going to be a little bit more expensive, but it allows you to do distance work as well, which can be handy depending on the videos you're shooting. Yeah. But for the ones that we teach people, all you need really is your phone and maybe a little plug-in mic.
And then finally, the last thing you want to actually think about is stability. So no one likes a shaky camera shot. So there are two different ways that we can kind of really maximize the stability. The easiest way is for you to go and buy a tripod. So tripods for our mobile devices, super cheap. I think the last time I bought 8 or 10 of them, I think I ended up paying about $1, $1.50 each for them. I just have them lying around everywhere. So I've got them here at the practice. I've got them lying in and around at home, little kind of foam legs, and your phone just kind of clips into it as well. So having a nice still shot that's not kind of wobbly and shaky will really improve the professional feel. But that being said, if you don't have a tripod, then, you know, stack it up on some books.
Reasonable.
Whatever you can. I saw a nifty little one that was done like a matchbox. So slide open the matchbox, cut a hole and sit in there, close the box.
Perfect.
So there's plenty of ways. Look on YouTube of how to make a tripod for my phone and you'll find something there without too much.
But yeah, it's two great points because nothing worse than shaky video and that you can't hear someone properly.
Mm.
You know, there's, you know, your example of the video on the ski lift where all it was wind noise the whole way. Or if the audio is just so low that it's kind of a struggle to listen to, you're not going to watch that video very long. You know, give it 2 seconds, you're out. So making sure that the picture's good and the audio's good is really critical.
Yeah.
Really critical.
So the rule is often with that too, and Tony brings up a great point. We're much likely to have an audience of people who will watch your videos that might have really lousy actual video itself. It might be poorly lit. We talked about that before. That might not be all that interesting a background. But if it's got great audio, flip that around. The lighting can be great. It can be a brilliant background, all these things going on. But you shoot that same video with really lousy audio, people will turn off really quickly. So nothing will help and have as big an impact on a video as what audio quality is. And we forget about that because we think about video being the visual side of things.
But I tell you, even one step more than that, the biggest thing with your video is that if no one watches them, and that's exactly what we're going to talk about in about 30 seconds time, what to do with your videos when you have made these great videos.
Yeah.
What do you do with them?
How do we get our videos seen by as many people as we possibly can? So we've got a 7-step process that we're going to work our way through. We'll talk to you about how you can get the download as well. And we're 15 seconds away from a kickoff. So last mouthful of water for me.
Last mouthful of water.
And
we'll get stuck into it, guys. But happy Thursday.
2, 1, and we are off. Let's change our little pictures over here.
Welcome to the Marketing Your Practice podcast here with Angus and Tony at the desk. Really looking forward to this one, buddy.
Me too, man, as I multitask and try and turn these things off there as well. So today we're going to answer that question, what do I do with my videos? Where do I host them? Should I have it on my website? What social media platforms are best? What do I do to get people watching my videos? In the early days when I started making videos, I have told the story often, but I spent thousands of dollars getting a great camera. I set up my studio. There were lighting. There were all these great things. And I was making videos, but no one was watching them, which is frustrating. So you can be following the steps over the last few weeks we've talked about. First of all, where do we come up with content? You know, what do I make my videos about? So you've got your content. You know who your audience are. You're really got that 5-part framework of how to put together a magnetic video. You've finished your video, it's on your computer, like, what do I do with it now? And that's exactly what we're going to talk about today, in terms of how do we get eyes on your video so you can start to build an audience as well. So first of all, we've made our video. Where do I put it? You know, we get this question, should I upload it up to YouTube? Should I be uploading it up onto Vimeo, Wistia? Should I upload it directly straight to my website? So step number one, Tone.
Step number one is upload your video to YouTube. And why YouTube? Well, A, it's the second biggest search engine in the world. People are looking for content constantly on YouTube, and particularly how-to stuff. Mm. And YouTube is the quickest rendering of all the video platforms. So we look at other things like Vimeo, Wistia, as Angus mentioned. YouTube still produces that video for people quicker, which makes viewing a lot more pleasurable. You're not waiting for rendering to happen and the circle of death to take up time and then make you not want to watch it. So uploading the video straight to YouTube is the first step with what you're going to do with your amazing video.
Yeah. So that's something that your audience is cares about a lot. If they press play to watch your video, whether they're, you know, wherever they're watching it, if that we get that spinning wheel of death, if it doesn't start playing almost immediately, then they're going to lose interest and they're going to bounce onto somewhere else. So we want that video to pop up as quickly as possible. And up until recently, I checked again before this, that tests continue to show that it's YouTube that has the quickest rendering of the videos. It's also a really simple platform to use. And as Tony mentioned beforehand, as far as being a search engine, it's where the people are. And that's not as big an issue for us as a local business, healthcare business, but let's take advantage of that as well. If we can get ourselves in front of more people, then we want to make sure that we can absolutely do that. So certainly step number one is get your video up onto YouTube. Now, once we've got our video up onto YouTube, we get on to step number two. And step number two is we're going to take that clip there and we want to embed that video on our blog, on our own website. So we need to make sure if you've got if you've got a WordPress site, it couldn't be easier. You just take the share link that sits underneath the video, and we take that over onto one of our blogs, we open up a new blog, we cut and paste it through there, a little bit of an explanation about your video, or I'll show you how you can get even more details about your video in a moment, pop it up there. Now, it's what we do with the video once it's on our blog to start to get some momentum that gets important. So once I've got it on my blog, what happens then?
Well, you can email out your existing list, email out your client base to say, hey, just got this amazing new video, go and check it out over on my website. And then they'll head over to your website, watch the video, which as we know, and if you've seen our previous shows, you'll know that that can increase what's called dwell time, with people hanging out on your website, consuming great information, which will just skyrocket your Google rankings. Because Google says, hey, this website must be a site of authority because people are going there. And because they're hanging out there for a good length of time, they must be having their problems answered. And so Google says, all right, well, I'll show this to more people. So get that video embedded on your website, send some traffic, and it could just be your email database, whether that's 10 people, 100 people, 1,000 people, it doesn't matter. Send some people over to your website to be watching that video.
And then if I don't have an email list of my existing patients?
Start one. Pretty simple. Let's get an email list happening. It's going to help you with this, that, and the other. Would you like to receive those via your email inbox? And look, I'd say 90 to 95% of people are going to say, hell yes, count me in, I want that email. Write their name, their email, put that into a email system, an email auto-responding system, and there you go. You've got yourself a database.
Yeah.
Pretty simple.
A good start from there too. In fact, this was a process that, you know, Tony's talking about, and we're going to have a podcast where I go through this in a moment. This was a podcast that this was a strategy that took my chiropractic practice from not even ranking on page one of the search. When someone put in chiropractor Port Melbourne. So when people are searching for terms and they're looking for you, that's what they tend to be doing. Your suburb.
Oh, again. Well, modern technology, Australia's internet just at its finest here on the Marketing Your Practice show. As Angus said, this dwell time strategy that that Angus implemented in this practice, Angus was ranking for Chiropractic Port Melbourne, was ranking quite low on page one, wasn't it?
Well, you
wasn't
on page two. I wasn't on page one.
And then you started making some cool videos and you started uploading them to YouTube, started putting them on your blog, started sending traffic to that blog, which increased the dwell time. And what was the result, man?
You know, I think within 6 months we start to notice we're jumping up onto page one. Within 12 months we were then at the very top. Last I checked, I should get the numbers, but because the result of us moving up onto page one, if somebody is doing a search for you and your practice, if you're not on page one, then you've got virtually no chance of, you know, the organic search finding you. And you really need to be in those first couple from there as well. So because we've been able to move up, it puts well in excess of $100,000 back into our practice income each year because we've been able to make those changes as well. So if you're just joining us now, a huge big welcome to the Marketing Your Practice show. Jump on over and say hi. Let us know who's in here. We can't kind of see any names at this stage unless you say hi and tell us where you're from. We're talking our way through what we refer to as our 7-step community domination system, which is really all about what do I do with my videos once they've been made? So step number one, we said, once you've made your video, let's get it up onto YouTube. That's the first spot, okay? Keep it simple. YouTube is the spot for it to be. Step number two, once the video is up on YouTube, we then want to embed it over into our blog. Just a simple blog. Two reasons we want to do that is that videos on our own blog and people coming to watch them there is really going to improve the search ranking of your site. So one, Google likes to see a site that's having new content added to it all the time. And Google also likes to see that there are people coming over to watch your videos on your site. And remember, videos are gang, they're not just about new patients. What videos are about as much as anything is that videos are about adding value to your existing audience. You know, the best new patient to get or the best patients to get is keeping the ones that have already come and see us. So, you know, Kirby and I have been consistently making videos here at Life Chiropractic. We don't have a week go by that somebody's not thanking us. Oh, it reminded me of this. And oh, I've shared this video with somebody else. It really helps to build value with our audience. And I want you doing the exact same thing. Making videos and sharing them with your audiences is what we'll do there as well. So,
g'day, James. From
James.
Up in the Dandenongs. Jeez, we're chilly out there this morning, buddy. Ooh.
It would be cold. So, James, welcome to the show. So we've been through step two. So step two is that we're putting the video up onto our blog. We're sending our existing patients to it. And then after that, we're going to jump our way onto step three. So after you have the blog up in there too, there's a little step that I want you to do. I actually want you to get your videos transcribed, and you'll see why as we move our way through this. The best and easiest way to get your videos transcribed is head over to a site that's called rev.com. So that's rev.com. Now we want to get two files done from these from Rev. We want to get a text file, and we also want to get a thing called an SRT file. Now the text file, simply, what we're going to do with that text file is we're going to cut and paste that underneath our blog there. So on our blog, not only have we got our video, but we've also got all the text. So there are people that will want to watch your videos, but there are also people that really love reading as well. And there might be a point that they want to get through and read it also. Having the text on there again will be another thing that'll be really great for Google. So that'll also help your ranking. So if you're wanting to make sure that your site stays regular, updated, people come and visit. So we just cut and paste that as well. So that SRT file, what's that about?
Well, there's this trend going on at the moment, and I don't quite understand it, but it is happening. Where a lot of people, in fact, the majority of people, are watching videos with no sound.
Yeah.
So they obviously want to watch the content, but maybe they're in an environment like a work environment, or they're in the bathroom at lunchtime or wherever, but audio is inappropriate for them to be listening to, so they can watch a video. So we need to have subtitles.
Mm.
We need to have that video transcribed into an SRT file so that we can put the transcription along the bottom of the video. Super, super important, because it's just how people are consuming video.
This was really obvious to me. A couple of weeks ago, I was standing in the line at the bank, and I was scooting my way through Facebook. There was a video that I wanted to watch, but I didn't have my headphones. And to have it on play with volume there would have been pretty obnoxious. But there were closed captions or there were subtitles down the bottom. I watched the whole video and read along with it. It was valuable content. I got the gist of what was going on, which, and had it not had those captions on the bottom there too, I would have scrolled past and not watched it. So 80% of the videos that are watched on mobile devices, a little less than those that are watching people on their desktop devices, but 80% of videos on mobile devices, people are watching with the sound turned off. So if you're not having subtitles down the bottom of your videos, if you're not doing that, then you're really missing out. So this is an important step. And it's never been cheaper than now to get subtitles on your video. So Rev will do it for about $1 a minute. So remember, we're making 3 to 5 minute videos, closer to that 3 minutes. It's going to cost you $3. So don't miss this step as well. So step number three, have your video transcribed into two forms, text file, cut and paste that underneath your blog, which we did in step two, and this SRT file, which we upload when we're uploading our video, which will kind of take us into this next step through here, which is step four,
upload your video straight into Facebook and Instagram. Mm. We want to upload this great content natively into these platforms. And here's the reason why. Facebook, let's just use Facebook as an example. Facebook don't want people coming into Facebook, seeing something great, and then bouncing out to another website like yours or any other platform. They want people consuming content in Facebook, which means that they are going to show your content to more people if it's natively embedded in Facebook.
Yeah.
So that's why we want to upload it straight to Facebook and straight to Instagram, rather than just putting the link to your website on Facebook, because Facebook sees that and goes, oh, hang on, they're trying to get people off our platform. I'm not going to show it to as many people.
Yeah. So back, you know, there were two ways. Back in the early days of us getting used to all this social media, there was a YouTube video, you cut and paste that link there and put it into your post there. And again, people could go over to YouTube and watch it. But that video will now embed inside of Facebook. But the statistics are quite significant. You know, the engagement skyrockets when we actually, you know, Facebook is going to show its own videos more than it's, Tony's saying, more than it's going to show anyone else's videos. So it's important that you take the time to upload them up into Facebook. Now, this will take a bit of time. You know, certainly if you're here in Australia, their upload time isn't great. So you might want to compress your videos. We've gone back to using one of our favorite tools we haven't used for a while. Funny how you forget about stuff there too. So before you upload your video, is another kind of, we'll call this step 4.B, to Handbrake, H-A-N-D-B-R-A-K-E, is a really fabulous tool for compressing files, make it way easy for you to upload it. So whether that be on Facebook, whether that be on Instagram, then please upload your videos straight up onto there as well. So some things to consider. Can you remember what the times are for Instagram videos?
It's going to be less than 60 seconds.
Yeah. So if you're wanting it as a part of your feed, you know, less than 60 seconds. If it's a live video, it needs to be less than an hour. And if it's part of a story, it's 15 seconds. So this is why you'll see later on we'll talk about sneak peeks and snippets and teaser videos as well. So if you are using Instagram as well as one of your resources, then simply all we do is we just sneak out bits of it, cut bits out of it as well, interesting bits, and then kind of lead onto it. But we'll talk about all that.
Well, it's the next point, isn't it? Step five.
Step five.
So step four, you've uploaded it natively to Facebook and Instagram. But then step five, we want to edit that down into teaser video lengths of 30 to 60 second teasers to get people to want to watch the full version.
Yeah, let me jump across that while I'm doing that. A big hi to Tim from Dallas. So hello, Tim. Welcome,
absolutely. And Tim, here in Australia, I'm not sure if it's the same in Dallas, but for long words, we shorten them, and for short ones, we lengthen them. So we'd be, g'day, Timbo. Just add something else on the end of a short word like that. Great to see you from Dallas.
I had Stephanie, who I was adjusting this morning, who's from Orlando, and I was tempted to call her Steph straight away. I had to check in there too. And she said, yep, she's over here. She says, really, not many people back home call her Steph, but over here in Melbourne, she's been shortened to Steph by lots of people as well. So we're working our way, gang, through these. What do I do with my videos? So if you're just jumping on now to say hi, then hello. I've got updates happening here on my computer at the same time. Let's not have those happen. We've had just excitement going on too. So we want to edit our videos. So we've got our entire video. Let's just say it is a 3 minute video, which I've shared on, the foods to steer away from if you're having headaches and you're sharing your three foods that you really want them to keep away from. We want to take that same video and I want to break it down into smaller chunks, and particularly great if you're teaching a how-to video that has steps. You can break it down into step one, two, and three, and little 30 to 60 second lots there too, which we want to refer to as teaser videos. As time goes on, attention span continues to decrease. I don't know what it's going to be like another few years. We'll be like 5 seconds.
That's your video.
That'll be it there too. So these small teaser videos that then lead the person to watch the longer video at the end there. You know, a video comes up in our social media, oh, it's 5 minutes, I'm not going to watch that. But if it's a 30 to 60 second video, then we're much more likely to want to watch that. And when somebody really loves the video that you're making, then the thing they're going to want to do is they're going to want to watch more of it. So we just have a link at the end. We tell them where to go to watch more of the video. Mm. You'll notice that Tony and I are doing a lot of this with our content. In many ways, just mirror what we're doing with Adio Media. So we will take today's, in this case, that'll be a 20, 30 minute Facebook Live, and we'll break it down into lots of pieces of content that'll be anywhere between 30 and at tops 59 seconds. So why 59 seconds?
Because under 60 seconds.
Yeah, so we just want to get them on sharing them on Instagram as well. And this takes a lot of pressure off you because all of a sudden one video that you make becomes four. Mm-hmm. You know, there's little bits of content that you want to be sharing then. And again, once we've got those bits of content, we want to natively upload them back again onto Facebook and Instagram. So this is how we start to look like and make it feel like you're everywhere. You know, your audience is seeing these videos all the time and they're thinking, man, how is it, Tony, that you make so many videos? It's not. We've made one video and we've broken down into little bits and pieces and then we can drive them back to that larger piece of content as well. So breaking them down into little bite-sized bits and pieces is really important for you to do as well. So steps 6 and 7 that we're going to go through now. If you just stopped here, this would be fabulous, okay? It's a really good. So they start to get not more advanced, but this is the minimum of what I really want you doing.
And I want to remind you of your results is that if you just do what we've just done now, step one to five, it could be worth at least $100,000 a year practice. Like, what is that worth for you to increase your, let's say, your PVA by 10 points, increase your number of new patients coming into your practice by, let's say, even one or two a month? Mm. Like, it doesn't have to be much. What's your caseload value? Here it's a bit over $2,000. So you have one or two a month coming in. There's an extra couple of grand there. You have a PVA of 10 going up. That's an extra tens of thousands of dollars, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars back into your practice per year. Get making videos. Yeah. Just start doing it. You need to.
In fact, Tony, I got those results from just doing step one and two. That's all.
Correct. Because you didn't break them down.
Yeah.
You didn't have them transcribed. You weren't uploading natively. Yeah. It was just to get people onto your blog.
Mm. Correct. So I want to share this with you because, as I said, and as Tony mentioned before, this has done lots of things. Yes, it's massively improved the profitability of our practice. It's helped to improve the retention, because we're constantly reminding our audience of why it's valuable to be under our care. In the same way, then, all your relationships, hopefully what you're doing is you're constantly reminding the person why it's a great idea for them to be in a relationship. You're building value as well. So, you know, just by us making videos, uploading them up onto YouTube, embedding that on our blog and sharing that with our patients, our retention went up, our referrals went up, our page ranking went up, which meant that we had more organic search coming to us as well. So once you start to get into these steps through here, we're really starting to kind of turbocharge stuff as well. So let's make our way onto step number 6. And this is where we start to kind of get into understanding a little bit about how the back end of Facebook works, how the ads manager and things works too. And we want to create these things called custom audiences. In essence, to what we know is that people who have watched your videos are the ones that are more likely to want to watch them again. So the people who've already raised their hand and said, oh, I found that really interesting, particularly people who've watched more than 3 seconds, we can make a custom audience, and Facebook can put together an audience of all the people who've watched at least 10 seconds of your videos. And these are the people that are much more likely to want to watch more of them. So we want to create a custom audience there of people who've watched at least 10 seconds of your videos. And the other custom audience we want to make is a custom audience of people who've visited your website. So these two groups of people are the ones that have already said, you know what, look, Tim, I'm interested in what you have to offer. And we want to be showing more content to these people, where we call these audiences a warm audience. Now, it's not complicated to do. The back end inside of Facebook will allow us to do this really easily. And then what we want to do is we actually want to pay to have our videos shown just to these people. This is the kind of thing that we've all had it happen beforehand, whether on Amazon and we're looking to buy a new microphone, a pair of shoes. We start to search all over the internet and we start seeing advertisements for these microphones come up, new pairs of shoes, T-shirts, those kind of things there too. when somebody has watched and engaged with your video, and then you put them into one of these custom audiences and you pay. And when I'm talking about paying, I'm saying, you know, at tops, you're spending $5 a day. And for these custom audiences, you can probably spend $20 a week in advertising to these people. And you're showing these videos, you're warming this audience up. You're helping them on this journey for them to build knowing, liking, and trusting you. And, you know, it takes a number of touch points before most people are going to be happy raising their hand and getting on the phone and making an appointment with Tony as well. And this speeds that process up there as well. So step number six is that you want to jump in the back end of Facebook, create some custom audiences and start to advertise to these people. Now, remember, Facebook owns Instagram as well. So we can show this content to people on Instagram and Facebook as well. So anything you'd add to that?
No, perfect.
Okay.
Step number seven.
Step
which again is
number seven.
More advanced step, which is rip the audio off your videos and use that audio as a podcast, which is exactly what we do with this show here. Once we're finished, I go and rip the audio off it and then upload it onto our podcast. So now, I guess a little point of interest here is that not every video is going to be appropriate for this. You know, showing a how to do the stretches, well, might not be appropriate as an audio. Yet a lot of your stuff will be. And so depending on your topic, depending on the style of video, it could be some great information for those people that sit and listen to a podcast on their way to work when they're walking the dog. Why wouldn't you have a podcast? You're not having to come up with any new content. You've already done it. It's just simply going to be getting that audio off the video file, uploading it into your podcast server, and you're away. And then people can consume it that way.
Last week we had a conversation about how do I make lots of videos in minimal of time, and we shared a concept that we referred to as batching is how you need to all put this together. The vast majority of the steps that we've talked about today, if you're new in practice and you don't have staff, then you can absolutely do it yourself. But this is something that can all be and should be delegated to staff. I mean, this video here will stay on Facebook. Get your staff to come and watch it. Train them on it. Maybe you've got kids that can pay to do this kind of stuff. Your job as the chiropractor, as the health practitioner, as the naturopath, you know, your job is helping to come up with the content. We want you on the camera because the community needs to see and bond with you. Outside of that, all of this can absolutely be delegated as well. And for minimal of effort, you can be starting to get onto. So, you know, podcasts have gone from a few years ago to not people not knowing what the word is. And it's certainly a much more awareness around what a podcast is nowadays, but there's still massive growth that will happen inside this space. And you want to make it easy and as effortless as possible for people to be able to consume your content. One, people will find it by searching around there too. But gang, this is also about you directing your audience to it. You know, tell your patients, you know, if you're having a conversation about something, then you might want to say to them, look, John, I had a great podcast that I recorded about that a couple of weeks ago. I'm going to have Tess up the front desk send that to you. All of a sudden that, you know, John is consuming that. You're giving him more pieces of content so he can be reminded of your value and also to share the content as well. So
I think, you know, a big point is just making sure that you are where people are. And it is that concept of just being seen to be everywhere for very little effort.
Yep.
You know, the effort for us now, it was in the planning of the show and in the recording of the show. It's very little effort afterwards now to get it everywhere or perceived to be everywhere. And so we want our content where people are, where you are. Where are you consuming? You're consuming on websites, YouTube, and podcasts.
Got it. So, gang, let's finish off. I'm going to give you a summary of the seven steps that you should be working your way through. Once you've shot your magnificent video, and if you're wondering about how do I go about shoot this magnificent video, then watch some of the previous episodes. We talked about how to come up with content. We talked about how to structure a five-part framework of scripting a really engaging, heart-centered, patient-attracting video. Step number one, once that video is shot and all edited and done, is that you upload it up onto YouTube, okay? YouTube is where the people are. YouTube is where the fastest videos render. It makes it easy for people to watch it. Step number two after that is that you want to embed that video, take the link from YouTube, pop it onto your blog, and then you want to send your existing patients there to watch the video, okay? We need to be showing them your videos because, one, that'll help to build retention and value for them, and you'll be surprised at how many people want to share that video. So people share videos more than they share any other of your content. So make it easy for your patients to brag about you. Make videos for them, and they will do their best to share them, okay? After we've uploaded it from there, the next step we want to do is a little spot in the middle there, is that we actually want to get our videos transcribed. There's two kind of content we want. We want a text file. So that text file, we're just going to cut and paste on our blog there because people will not only want to watch your video, but some people really love reading as well. And we're going to get this other sort of file called an SRT file, or it's a closed caption file. And we want to upload that into step number four, which is all about uploading the videos natively onto Facebook and Instagram. So take the time to upload them on there. Don't share the link from YouTube across there like we did with our blog, because when we do that, what Facebook does is they don't show that as much as they would if you were to upload the video. Now, be sure to add the captions in there as well, because lots of people are wanting to watch your video with the sound off. So after we've done that, we're going to then cut the videos into small chunks, 30 to 60 second chunks as well. We're going to give people little teaser videos that they can watch as well. And then we go into the advanced strategies.
Well, the advanced strategies is to create some custom audiences inside of Facebook of those people that have watched your videos and those another audience of people who have been to your website, because they are the warmest traffic. They're people who have already said, hey, I'd like a bit of Tony Rose, and they're going to be more likely to want to watch a little bit more of Tony Rose.
So that's a large customer audience, that one.
Worldwide audience there, absolutely. And then step number seven, again, is to rip that audio off your video and upload that as a podcast episode. So there you have it, steps 1 to 7 of getting your videos out there so that you can be seen everywhere, so that people know, like, and trust you, and therefore want to come in and see you.
Yes. Now, Tony, if somebody wants a summary of this, we've put together an infographic that goes through all seven steps as well, which I probably should have said this early on for those of you that were watching earlier on. You can head on over to adiomedia.com/ and then the number 11. Okay, so adiomedia, A-D-I-O, media.com/ and then just the number 11. So two ones together. And you'll put in your name and email address so we know exactly where to send it to you. We've got a beautiful infographic that goes through all of this. So if you don't want to miss out on any of those steps,
we'll put a link below as well.
We'll put a link down beneath there as well. So for those of you that have been on with us, as always, gang, thank you so much for all that you do. Keep saving lives. That's it.
See you next week.
Okay, see you next week, team. Cheerio.
You've been listening to the Marketing Your Practice podcast, where we help natural health practitioners and wellness experts build profitable, predictable, and enjoyable practices. For more information, please visit www.adiomedia.com.